Thursday, we're going to be talking about the souls of Hubots. Yep, you heard it right. The souls of Hubots. You know, artificial intelligence wrapped up in what appears to be human-like features, human bodies. Humanoids, Hubots. Souls. Souls. Will they ever have souls? That's the question we'll be exploring. Will the Hubots have souls? We know they're coming. For all practical purposes, they are here. They're going to be further developed. Will they be developed to the point where they will ever have souls? We're going to be exploring that this Thursday. If for whatever the reason you miss it, during the live broadcast on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB, you can certainly go to speakingwith.com and click on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience. I also want to remind you that this Wednesday we will be simulcasting because it will be Independence Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope the time's not moving too fast for you. Are we making the changes in our lifestyle that we need to make in order to keep up with the movement of time? Because time is sure enough moving faster and faster and faster. And as a result, in just two more days, another Independence Day will have arrived, July 4th. We're going to simulcast, as we normally do, with our sister station, 96.9 FM. And since we're going to be doing that, I will air 1 hour of this previous Sunday's broadcast tomorrow, Tuesday, instead of Wednesday, which is the day that I normally do that. You can go to speakingwith.com, and normally by Sunday evening, you will have the week's planned list of guests and topics. Some of that does change from time to time for various reasons, but you can check it all out there and get an idea of what the discussions will be about. Okay, we're taking a look at whether or not the budget that the House Republicans are proposing will be one that will build all of America, or is it one that is designed to build some sectors of American society while tearing down other sectors of American society? The Senate is saying that this budget would cut, again now, they're going to make deep cuts in health care, deep cuts in basic assistance for struggling families, and severely cutting funding over time for investments that can actually boost the nation's productivity and as a result foster economic growth. The budget would cut more than $5 trillion from non-defense programs over the next decade, from 2019 through 2028. Half of these cuts would likely come from programs that aid low and moderate income individuals and families. I often encourage you, those of you who are members of the middle class, not to be so excited about the idea of cuts being made, because you see them being made to low-income families. and you think that you will be immune. Keep in mind, cuts have been made to moderate income families as well, individuals and families, and the plan is to do that some more. Keep in mind that a lot of people who had been middle income for a number of years found themselves homeless during the most recent Great Recession. The budget would cut $4.6 trillion from mandatory programs, also called entitlement programs, over the decade. But the only entitlement programs that would really take a hit, again, are those that would be designed to help to provide assistance to low and moderate income individuals and families. The entitlement programs that are put into place to help the wealthy are actually being bolstered. $2.1 trillion in cuts to health programs. We have so many people making sure, I'm talking about we the people now, I'm not talking about the politicians, so many people who made sure that they sought out the candidates who would continue to throw cold water on the Affordable Care Act because they wanted politicians who would commit to getting rid of the Affordable Care Act. In other words, getting rid of the health programs that help America become healthier and remain healthy. $1.5 trillion in cuts to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, premium tax credits, $537 billion in Medicare cuts. $1.5 trillion in cuts to Medicaid and Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, so the people who rely on those tax credits to help make the Affordable Care Act affordable will lose those tax credits. And more than $500 billion in Medicare cuts. The budget incorporates the Affordable Care Act repeal legislation that the House passed last year, which would cause 23 million people to lose health coverage by 2026. You know, it is so intriguing that we have so many people in America who truly love the idea of having fellow Americans hurt. Wanted, because the Congressional Budget Office and others have been telling us long before now, you get rid of these cuts, millions of Americans will lose their health care. You get rid of the Affordable Care Act, millions upon millions will lose the Health Care Act. And you had Americans applauding that prospect. And now, House Republicans proposing a budget that will take health coverage, from 23 million of our fellow Americans by 2026. Here's Grover Washington Jr. doing Take Five, Take Another Five.